The Crush 95.9 and 95.5 streaming at KarisH.com. Always thrilled to welcome back Misty Arias from Ag and Open Space. Good morning.
Good morning, Mindy. And good morning, everybody. Welcome back to From Farm to Table. I'm Misty Arias, and I'm the general manager of Sonoma County Ag and Open Space. And as you may recall, over the last few weeks, we have taken over the month of January and diving deeper into how Ag and Open Space works with and supports our local agricultural community. But never fear, the Farm Bureau will be back as your host next month. But for today, I'm going to be chatting with Irma Cuevas, our Community Relations and Engagement Coordinator. Good morning, Irma.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Hi, Misty. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm really looking forward to chatting with you. The last couple weeks, we've been talking a lot about agricultural land conservation and how we work with and support landowners. But as you and I both know, the heart of our work is our communities.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are a community-created organization supported by the voters of Sonoma County. We were first started in the early 90s, where it came in as a tax initiative, and everybody pays taxes, so it's really imperative that we engage the various communities of Sonoma County.
Absolutely. I know you've heard me say probably thousands of times, but I feel incredibly lucky to live in and work in a community where folks are willing to tax themselves to conserve land. It's incredibly unique.
Yes.
Okay, so what does it look like to work with our community or engage with our community?
Honestly, we do a lot. I feel really lucky to work for Sonoma Ag and Open Space. I think that we're very thoughtful and intentional in working with different partners and in designing programs. We have public outings and youth education programs through different community organizations to host different public outings and also environmental education for K through 12 and some young adult programs. We work with Sonoma Land Trust, Land Pass, Sonoma Ecology Center, Laguna the Fana Rosa Foundation, and Sonoma Resource Conservation District. And we just started working with Friends of the Petaluma River. So it's really awesome that we get to touch the various corners of the county. We also host free outings ourselves at Ag and Open Space, specifically for the Latinx community, indigenous communities, and youth ages 13 to 24. You can also find us tabling at sponsoring community events, presenting at community groups, and a whole lot more. We're very versatile.
I know, you are super busy. Can you share more about what it looks like to attend an outing from Ag and Open Space?
Yeah. Well, first off, they're free, so you could just sign up via our website at Ag and Open Space, or you can go to our partner's website, and you can sign up ahead of time, and you'll be told exactly what to do, what to sign up for, like what to bring. So it's very specific. Sometimes the properties are harder to get to or don't have much parking, so we sometimes coordinate a shuttle or provide transportation. Then time on the property can really differ depending on the property itself. Some of the properties have developed trails and are suitable for all abilities, and others might be really remote and rigorous. We really try to work with our partners to offer a wide variety of experience, so there's something for everyone and everybody. As for our outings at Ag and Open Space, we work directly with organizations serving our priority audiences, which I mentioned, and design a program that caters to the needs of our partners and the audience we're serving.
So for our farm-to-table listeners, those interested in agriculture, are there any programs offered on local farms and ranches?
Absolutely. Through our partnership through Sonoma Resource Conservation District, they lead elementary school programs and high school leadership programs that provide field trips slowly on ag-protected properties.
And what do these field trips entail, the ones on the ag properties?
Yeah, so often they visit fields and a farm in Petaluma, Dutton Apple Ranch, Greaton Giraldi Ranch in Bodega, and several other properties over the years. They provide transportation and food. They also head out on a bus to the property, or if they're working with high schools, they have shuttle vans. The kids get to cycle through a series of activities that teach them about different facets of agriculture, like soil health, pollinators, and different types of crops grown in our county. They also learn about how Ag and Open Space has supported the protection of these properties and how the RCD, Sonoma Resource Conservation District, also supports landowners. Both Sonoma and Gold Ridge Resource Conservation Districts are amazing partners of ours.
Yeah, I have attended some of these outings myself in the past, and I'm always surprised. I learn something new every time, and our local farmers and ranchers are scientists.
Yeah,
you know, the way they approach the work, so it's really educational. Okay, so you also mentioned community presentations. What's the story with those?
We love engaging with the community in various ways, and this is just one facet. Whether it's visiting a middle school classroom or presenting at a Kiwanis Club, we're happy to come and share about our work, what we do, and how we provide funding, how we are getting funding from your tax dollars to do the work we do. We want to make sure that people know where their tax dollars are being used and how, and that these conserved lands benefit all of us, whether they're providing us fresh local food or places to hike and enjoy nature. We really just want love and opportunity to be out sharing about our work so folks can reach out to us and we can talk.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I just feel like one of the benefits of our work and working with private landowners is we get to ensure the land's conserved, but people don't always have direct access to those lands. So it's incredibly important for us, like you said earlier, to build these connections and provide these opportunities. So
absolutely,
it's a really exciting part of our work. So we are running out of time. So let's let the people know where they can go to learn more about our work in these programs and perhaps sign up if they're interested.
Yeah, they can visit our website at www.sonomaopenspace.org or they can call us at our office at 707-565-7360.
Thank you so much, Irma. I'm so glad you were able to join us this morning and share more about how we're providing ways for the community to connect with the lands that we're conserving. And that's it for today. I'm Misty Arias, and this is Irma Cuevas. And we're, as I mentioned, we're filling in from the Farm Bureau, and we'll be back next week.